Jermaine Miller is a former inmate who has been fighting for his right to vote for the past 2 years.
I mean, everybody paid. If you went to jail or prison, you paid your debt to society. You should have your right to get your debt back, you know, get your rights back within not 5 years, 3 years, but, you know, 2 years or a year, maybe.
Miller spoke to WFSU back in October. He's part of the citizen-led ballot initiative aiming to get 1 million signatures in favor of felons regaining their voting rights automatically. So far, Florida's Division of Election website shows the movement has 750,723 signatures, 16,000 away from reaching the ballots. Meanwhile, a new avenue for restoring felon rights is emerging as two proposals are moving in the Constitution Revision Commission, the panel that meets every 20 years to revise the state constitution and put political changes before voters. Proposals 7 and 21 aim to reinstate the right to vote and hold office for felons who have served their sentence and completed parole. And while both have the same goal in mind, they differ in strategy, as Democratic Senator Daryl Rusin explains.
Well, I believe in the ultimate redemption of individuals who have paid their debt, done their time, but we also live in community, in society, where it may not be, people may not feel the same redemption that I feel.
He was speaking about Proposal 21, which he sponsors. The proposal gives certain felons the right to vote and hold office. Persons convicted of felonies involving the use or threat of physical force or violence against any individual are disqualified. This opens the door for felons convicted of nonviolent crimes, which Rusin says is nearly 75% of the 1.5 million disenfranchised voters. Proposal 7, sponsored by former Senate Democratic leaders Arthenia Joyner and Chris Smith, mirrors more of the language used in the petition. It allows felons the right to vote and hold office once they have served their sentence, no matter the crime. And while both proposals and the Citizen Initiative are competing for votes in the 2018 election, Rusin believes the competition is good. He says it directs more eyes to the issue at hand.
Locking people up, punishing them for life with the Scarlet F, is more of a cost to society and community than it is a benefit. It's more of a cost than it is a deterrent. And I think that the wave of reform has been cranked up, and we're moving down the highway with a date towards freedom.
Both proposals need to pass one more Constitution Revision Committee before heading to the full 37-member CRC. For WFSU, I'm Andrew Quintana.